Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
On this day, the first of days, God the Father's name we praise, who creation's Lord and Spring did the world from darkness bring. On this day, the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day the Spirit came with his gifts of living flame. Father, who didst fashion man, God-like in thy loving plan, fill us with that love divine, and conform our wills to thine. Word made flesh, all hail to thee. Thou from sin hast set us free, and with thee we die and rise unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray. Fill our hearts this holy day. God the Blessed, Three in One, may thy holy will be done. In thy word our souls are free, and we rest this day.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made firm.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When your Son was unjustly condemned, Lord God, and surrounded by the impious, he cried to you, and you set him free. Watch over your people as the treasure of your heart, and guide their steps along safe paths, that they may see your face.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Come and see the works of God. Tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows. The vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Blessed be God who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty Father, in the death and resurrection of your own Son, you brought us through the waters of baptism to the shores of new life. By those waters and the fire of the Holy Spirit, you have given each of us consolation. Accept our sacrifice of praise. May our lives be a total offering to you, and may we deserve to enter your house and there with Christ praise your unfailing power.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
God's word is alive. It strikes to the heart.
It pierces more surely than a two-edged sword. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. Each of them had six wings. With two they veiled their faces, with two they veiled their feet, and with two they hovered aloft. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, they cried one to the other. All the earth is filled with his glory. At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember which he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it. See, he said, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin purged. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Whom will go for us? Here I am, I said, send me. And he replied, Go and say to this people, Listen carefully, but you shall not understand. Look intently, but you shall know nothing. You are to make the heart of this people sluggish, to dull their ears and close their eyes. Else their eyes will see, their ears hear, their hearts understand, and they will turn and be healed. How long, O Lord? I asked, and he replied, Until the cities are desolate, without inhabitants, houses without a man, and the earth is a desolate waste. Until the Lord removes man far away, and the land is abandoned more and more. If there be still a tenth part in it, then this in turn shall be laid waste. As with a terebinth or an oak, whose trunk remains when its leaves have fallen. Holy offspring is the trunk. The Word of the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, he who was and who is and who is to come.
All the earth is full of his glory.
The seraphim cried out to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
All the earth is full of his glory.
A reading from a homily on Matthew, by St. John Chrysostom, Bishop. You are the salt of the earth. It is not for your own sake, he says, but for the world's sake that the word is entrusted to you. I am not sending you into 2 cities only, or 10, or 20, not to a single nation, as I sent the prophets of old, but across land and sea, to the whole world. And that world is in a miserable state. For when he says, you are the salt of the earth, he is indicating that all mankind has lost its savor and had been corrupted by sin. Therefore, he requires of these men those virtues which are especially useful and even necessary if they are to bear the burdens of many. For the man who is kindly, modest, merciful, and just will not keep his good works to himself, but will see to it that these admirable fountains send out their streams for the good of others. Again, the man who is clean of heart, a peacemaker, and ardent for truth, will order his life so as to continue to the common good. Do not think, he says, that you are destined for easy struggles or unimportant tasks. You are the salt of the earth. What do these words imply? Did the disciples restore what had already turned rotten? Not at all. Salt cannot help what is already corrupted. That is not what they did. But what had first been renewed and freed from corruption and then turned over to them, they salted and preserved in the newness the Lord had bestowed. It took the power of Christ to free men from the corruption caused by sin. It was the task of the apostles, through strenuous labor, to keep that corruption from returning. Have you noticed how, bit by bit, Christ shows them to be superior to the prophets? He says they are to be teachers, not simply for Palestine, but for the whole world. Do not be surprised, then, he says, that I address you apart from the others and involve you in such a dangerous enterprise. Consider the numerous and extensive cities, peoples, and nations I will be sending you to govern. For this reason, I would have you make others prudent, as well as being prudent yourselves. For unless you can do that, you will not be able to sustain even yourselves. If others lose their savor, then your ministry will help them regain it. But if you yourselves suffer that loss, you will drag others down with you. Therefore, the greater the undertakings put into your hands, the more zealous you must be. For this reason, he says, but if the salt becomes tasteless, how can its flavor be restored? It is good for nothing now, but to be thrown out and trampled by men's feet. When they hear the words, when they curse you and persecute you and accuse you of every evil, they may be afraid to come forward. Therefore, he says, unless you are prepared for that sort of thing, it is in vain that I have chosen you. Curses shall necessarily be your lot, but they shall not harm you and will simply be a testimony to your constancy. If through fear, however, you fail to show the forcefulness your mission demands, your lot will be much worse, for all will speak evil of you and despise you. That is what being trampled by men's feet means. Then he passes on to a more exalted comparison. You are the light of the world. Once again, of the world, not of 1 nation or 20 cities, but of the whole world. The light he means is an intelligible light, far superior to the rays of the sun we see, just as salt is a spiritual salt. First salt, then light, so that you may learn how profitable sharp words may be, and how useful serious doctrine. Such teaching holds in check and provides dissipation. It leads to virtue and sharpens the mind. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a basket. Here again he is urging them to a careful manner of life and teaching them to be watchful, for they live under the eyes of all and have the whole world for the arena of their struggles.
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Your light must shine before men, so that they may see your good works and give praise to your Father in heaven. And you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, but with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that, loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.